This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The Hollywood talent agency William Morris Endeavor announced a big merger last December with the sports marketing firm IMG Worldwide. IMG represents NFL stars, NBA players, World Cup skiers, and baseball players with multi-million dollar contracts. The deal is scheduled to close in a few days, and Sharon Waxman, the founder of The Wrap, is here to tell us more about that gigantic deal. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, David.
Well, I wonder if you could just start by introducing us to two of these players here, William Morris Endeavor and IMG. Tell me just a bit about these two companies.
Well, William Morris Endeavor is in itself a young company because it's the result of a merger between the very venerable William Morris talent agency and a sort of young upstart talent agency in Hollywood called Endeavor. They're the second biggest talent agency in Hollywood, and they're very aware of their second place status to the big, giant number one, which is CAA, Creative Artists. They are a smaller company, William Morris Endeavor, but they will own IMG. But they've had to go out and raise $2.5 billion to finance this deal. And so this very ambitious acquisition of theirs, of IMG, which is the largest sports talent and events agency in the world, is very much the minnow swallowing the whale.
Well, let me ask you about that. So you got to look at some of the paperwork behind this deal, and I wanted to ask you what you learned from that. Among other things, it's that WME is going to carry or is carrying a lot of debt.
Once they do this financing thing, they're going to be carrying $2.5 billion in debt, which is an awful lot to service.
It's pretty sizable.
That's quite sizable. And, you know, these kind of leverage deals have gone on since the 80s, so it's not like they can't work, but they're risky. You know, they have to be driving a lot of cash flow to service that. The other issue here is what's interesting is that it really transforms the nature of WME, because what's really driving the bulk of their revenue will no longer be the talent representation business, which is what William Morris has always been associated with and been known for.
You know, I think a lot of people wonder what these companies do, and they think of an agency, they think of a talent agency. Explain. It seems like a decreasing amount of their business now is representing talent, representing actors or athletes, people like that.
Yeah, and that's because there's less and less money in representing actors, for sure. I wouldn't say that there's no money in representing sports talent. Those are very big licensing deals that happen. But both of those agencies have had to figure out other avenues to develop. On the CAA side, they've gone into sports. They also have a very big corporate business in terms of representing corporations and helping them make decisions around the entertainment business and branding business. So in general, the pie in Hollywood has shrunk. And so the talent agencies that are most closely associated with it have aggressively been developing different kinds of revenue streams. But this is a very big gambit on WME's part.
I wanted to ask you lastly, you raised the specter of WME going public, and I wonder how radical that is. Are most of these companies private? Would it be a big deal if WME were to go public?
It's a break with tradition in a very big way. So what I'm hearing from inside the agency and also from people who are associated with IMG is that they're going to have to go public in order to fund the debt on this merger. That would be very interesting to watch. Who wants to buy those shares? Who wants to own a piece of a Hollywood talent agency? That's not been something that's been available to the investor public out there before.
Sharon Waxman is the founder of The Wrap. Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks, David.